This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump telling generals and admirals who had been summoned to Virginia from around the world they should use American cities as training grounds because crime has become a war from within that they need to fight. The Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, addressing those senior leaders, telling them the Pentagon is killing quotas, allowing hazing once again, and implementing new standards for physical fitness in the military, asking if your son enlisted.
Would you want him serving with fat or unfit or undertrained troops? Or alongside people who can't meet basic standards? Or in a unit where standards were lowered so certain types of troops could make it in? In a unit where leaders were promoted for reasons other than merit, performance, and warfighting? The answer is not just no, it's hell no.
We're just a few hours away from the first government shutdown in almost 7 years as Democrats and Republicans in Congress have been unable to reach a budget. This is ABC News.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Gas prices are trending down in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
The average price for a gallon of gasoline in Wisconsin is down over 6 cents from last week to $2.82 a gallon. Nationally, prices have fallen 5.8 cents to $3.08 a gallon. Who is a petroleum analyst at Gas Buddy, says seasonal factors such as switching to winter blends and falling demand are the primary causes for the decrease.
The city of La Crosse is holding public information and engagement sessions for its city administrator working group. A proposed ordinance to add the position of city administrator to the city of La Crosse will be decided upon by the La Crosse Common Council in February. The information sessions are being held on September 30th, October 6th, October 8th, and October 14th. The proposed ordinance would add a city administrator, which would take on some of the responsibilities of the mayor's office. The race for Wisconsin's governor continues to take shape as one new candidate is announced and another drops out. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Hughes has served as secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation since 2019. She left her post about a week and a half ago, rumored to be entering the gubernatorial race. Here's how her first campaign ad begins.
I'm Missy Hughes. There are a few things you need to know about me.
Missy's a Democrat who understands the economy.
She spent years growing Wisconsin businesses.
And worked to strengthen main streets across Wisconsin. The biggest thing? I'm running for governor.
Hughes emphasizes her business background and says that is what sets her apart.
I spent 17 years as a dairy industry executive, growing Organic Valley to $1 billion in sales and keeping Wisconsin family farmers on their land.
She now joins a crowded field running for governor. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Bucks add coffee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks introduced their new 6'7" forward, Amir Coffee, at their media day. Coffee played for Bucks head coach Doc Rivers when the two were together at the LA Clippers.
I got on the phone with Doc and we had a couple good conversations. And, I felt comfortable with the decision I made to come here and, start back up with him.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, unable to attend, he's still in Greece with COVID and was asked on a Zoom call, how's he doing after playing in the European League this summer?
Me personally, I'm feeling good. My confidence is in all-time high right now. Can't wait to, get on the court with the guys and try to represent the team in the best way possible.
Baseball, the Cubs host the Padres in the wild card playoffs. The winner of that three-game series will face the Brewers in the National League Divisional Playoffs in Milwaukee on Saturday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX. La Crosse is home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 80s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 56 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another partly cloudy warm day with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Matt Nair on Air.
The borders are. Tom Homan was investigated for accepting $50,000 from undercover FBI agents.
50 grand in a fast food bag as a payoff. If Kamala Harris would have accepted a fast food bag full of fast food, it would have been congressional hearings, 24 hours on every network that hated them.
It's corruption palooza, man. Yeah.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We don't always agree politically, but Bill McCosh.
Thanks for having me. You want to talk Brewers first?
It's been a really special season, and it's not whether you're wearing red or blue hats. It's yellow and blue.
How do you come together in politics? This is one of the ways. Yeah. Find some common ground and then expand on that. And then you got to listen to the other side.
Our neighbors are not our enemies. We can disagree politically, but still find ways to bring our community together.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, I'm joined by the executive director of Block, Angela Lang. We discuss the current state of the gubernatorial candidates here in the state of Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the Tuesday to you. I think it's Tuesday. It's hard to keep track. It's like the news right now is like drinking out of a fire hose. I mean, it's just, it's absolutely mind-boggling. Donald Trump this morning and Pete Hegseth addressed the military and basically said, okay, guys, are you ready to start attacking American cities? I'll give you the details on that in a minute. Also, the new big lie that Republican left violence is it's deadlier than you think. We'll talk about that. Last night, Trump released this grotesque AI-manufactured video on Truth Social in which Chuck Schumer is made to say an utter and despicable fabricated slur calling Democrats woke pieces of, you know, the S word for crap. While Hakeem Jeffries is wearing a sombrero and sporting a mushroom with mariachi music. Has Trump lost his mind? I mean, Eric Swalwell is calling for the 25th Amendment. It's incredible. In the second hour of our program, is Trump clueless about health care cuts, or is he being lied to, or is he getting senile? The shocking news coming out of the meeting that Jeffries and Schumer had with Trump yesterday in the White House. Also, is the Trump administration is now hiding federal data. This is how democracies die. It's not jackboots in the streets. It's the quiet silencing of data, the erasure of evidence, the destruction of our shared reality baseline. I mean, if we let this stand, we're surrendering the tools of truth itself and the very foundations of self-government. We'll get to that in the second hour. Our weird alert, does Mike Johnson have a Grindr profile? And what's with his express hatred of gays? Is this like J. Edgar Hoover or Roy Cohn? I don't know. It's a weird story. I'll tell you about that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, the Moldovan elections, which I told you Friday, we talked about at some length, happened on Sunday. The pro-EU party won. So Russia has a special message for the world about this. It's pretty shocking. I'll tell you about that in the third hour of the program. Also, California police, our crazy alert for the day. The California police are just confounded. What do we do? They stopped a car for making an illegal U-turn, and there was no driver. It was a Waymo car. What do you do with this? We'll talk about that, too. A lot going on in the world today, and a lot to talk about, obviously. But my op-ed today at HartmanReport.com is about the new big lie. And this is, about kind of the history of big lies. I've played that FDR clip many, many times here where he talks about, you know, we're seeing this new thing imported into our politics. It came from the dictators in Europe, specifically Italy and Germany. And it's that never tell a small lie, always tell a big one, because by its very audacity, it will be believed if you repeat it over and over again. And so, you know, we're all familiar with Trump's 2020 big lie. In fact, that produced January 6th, where, you know, three police officers died, 140 went to the hospital, and we nearly lost our democracy. And now, you know, of course, Trump is in the process of dismantling our democracy. He got, you know, got back into the White House. They're continuing that big lie. That's one that the GOP started back in the 1960s with Operation Eagle Eye, the big lie that there are illegal immigrants who are voting and there's massive voter fraud, and there's neither. But they used that big lie to knock 4.2 million people off the voting rolls in the 2024 election, which is why Trump is in the White House, according to the math that Greg Palast laid out for us, which all came from government statistics. 4.2 million registered citizen voters were not able to cast their vote. Most of them because they'd been purged from voting rolls in red states, blue cities and red states by and large. And many of them because they were either given provisional ballots or their ballots were challenged if they were mail-in ballots. So, you know, they use that. But now they've got a new big lie. And this is a whopper. And that is that the violence in America is caused by the radical left. Like, you know, here in Portland, right? People on unicycles carrying pride flags, you know, with cute dogs. I mean, that's really in Portland. You know, they say keep Portland weird, right? You know, I guess I should start every show with broadcasting from the war zone, of Portland, Oregon. But this big lie actually has serious consequences. It has very serious consequences, and in fact, in his speech this morning to the generals, Donald Trump, you know, basically laid it out. He said, and I quote, "American inner cities are a big part of war now." He said, "It seems that the ones that are run by radical left Democrats, what they've done to San Francisco, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, they're very unsafe places. And we're going to straighten them out one by one. And this is going to be a major part for some of the people in this room. That's a war, too. It's a war within. And I told Pete, we should use some of these dangerous cities as training grounds for the military and the National Guard. You got to do what you got to do." You get that? American cities, Portland. He's going to turn Portland into a training ground for the military. What does the military do when it trains? It blows things up and it pretends to kill people when it's training. But if you're training in an actual combat situation, you do kill people. Is that what Trump is telling us? That he's sending these soldiers with these weapons of war, these automatic weapons, here into Portland and into Chicago and Los Angeles and Memphis and probably other cities soon. If Mamdani gets elected in November in New York City, you can bet that, you know, New York will be on his list. This big lie has real consequences, and they're fanning this. I mean, it's just incredible. You've got this guy who, this former Marine with PTSD, he was in Iraq and Afghanistan, who has a Trump sign in his yard and was wearing a T-shirt that says "Trump make liberals cry again," shoots up a church, a Mormon church, a Latter-day Saints church in Michigan, and sets it on fire, kills four people, injures a bunch of others. And Trump is out there going, "It's anti-Christian, it's the radical," you know, this, they took down from the Department of Homeland Security's website, from the FBI's website, they took down the report that the DHS itself prepared showing that the vast majority of politically inspired violence in the United States is coming from the right. It's coming from people who are aligned with the Republican Party, and many of them are openly Trump supporters. What's with that? And now they're trying to tell us that, oh, it's the radical left that's causing the problems in America. We got to take on the radical left. There is no radical left in America. I mean, I remember when there was. I was in SDS at MSU back in the 1960s. And there were people that I knew who were, you know, just totally anti-capitalist, and we got to burn down the system and, you know, take it down and start over from scratch. And, you know, the Soviet Union might be a good example of how we should run this country and all this kind of stuff, all this kind of crap, frankly. And most of us in SDS thought they were nuts. I mean, keep in mind, the Port Huron statement that Tom Hayden started SDS with back in the early 60s was all about racial justice in the United States and ending poverty in the United States and empowering women in the United States. SDS kind of morphed into an anti-Vietnam War organization, but it was always about, you know, peace. And then, you know, the Weather Underground kind of spun off, if you've probably seen the movie. For that matter, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio's new movie, One Battle After Another, which is absolutely brilliant if you haven't seen it. But, you know, that radical left doesn't exist anymore. I mean, you know, there might be a few people who are running around preaching that stuff, but they're not the ones out there with guns. The radical left, so-called, the Bernie left, is far more interested in stopping guns. In giving everyone health care and making sure that young people can go to college. But here we have this big lie, followed by a bunch of small lies, that immigrants are the source of crime, that Democrats are the party of rapists and pedophiles, Jeffrey Epstein and E. Jean Carroll, that Democrats want to defund the police, that Democrats want abortion after birth. Yes, Trump said that. The Biden wanted to ban gas stoves and gasoline cars. Biden wanted to ban meat. The Democrats plan on huge tax increases in the middle class. No. That Antifa is a domestic terrorist organization. There ain't no such thing. I mean, my dad was Antifa. He volunteered to fight in World War II to fight fascists. The Democrats are deranged pieces of bleep. And the liberals want to quote, this is a quote from Donald Trump, force taxpayers to fund transgender surgery for minors nationwide and reopen the wall, Trump said yesterday. I mean, this is nuts. It's way past time. The Democrats and our media started calling this stuff out for what it is, the big lie. I realize that big lies travel faster than the speed of light on social media, and, you know, the right-wingers who own the big media platforms have tweaked their algorithms to promote big lies and suppress, you know, just kind of average boring news and anything from the left. And here we are. What do we do?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I think we call it out like FDR did and just tell people exactly what it is. We'll be right back. Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince. I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's Quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom. Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is chain, C-H-A-I-N, chain. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Timeout!
Oh, right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll, I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are tough it out, get sick, and take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door and get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom when you also use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, when you check out. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom and use that promo code Tom to get your $45 off.
They say we're hiding in basements, plotting the nation's fall. But the scariest thing we're scheming is health care that covers us all. Oh, the last radical lefty, he's dangerous, can't you see? He's armed with a clipboard and compost and a plan to save Social Security. They call us violent anarchists, but our weapons don't really harm. A tote bag, a fair trade latte, and kale from the co-op farm. So if democracy trembles, and the right says we're all to blame, remember the terror they're warning about. Can't even spell your name. Yes, the last radical lefty, a menace you must confess. He'll terrify Wall Street billionaires with his vote for higher tax rates, I guess. Beware. He's coming for your health insurance paperwork.
There you go. There you go. This is Portland. This is the radical left. Yes, we want Social Security. We want Medicare for everybody. Oh, jeez. The right wing has gone nuts about Bad Bunny. Are you getting this? The NFL says, yeah, we're going to have, Bad Bunny come and do our halftime show. And, oh, it's got the racists hysterical. Absolutely hysterical. Just like Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump this morning, basically telling the soldiers, number one, you're going to use the inner cities of America as training grounds. That's the word they used. Trump says, I told Pete we should use these dangerous cities as training grounds for our military. I mean, what the hell? And then Trump turns to the generals and says, if I don't like you, if you don't agree with what I tell you, I will fire you on the spot. In other words, he didn't need a loyalty oath. You know, in 1935 in Germany, Hitler had them all line up and say, I swear allegiance to Adolf Hitler. Trump just said, okay, you are loyal to me or I fire you, period. If you disagree, he said, if you don't agree with what I tell you. And then he tells them that they're gonna use the military against the cities. He says, the Department of War is going to stop wars. This was Trump. The Department of War, you can't change the name of the Department of Defense unless you're, only Congress can change it. There is no such thing as a Department of War. He ranted for an hour. You've got now people across the social media calling for, saying this was incoherent, it was rambling. Eric Swalwell, the Democratic congressman from California, he says, 25th Amendment. On X. I mean, this is just all over the place. Screenwriter Kevin Powers. The fact he said this to military officers who've likely lost people in Afghanistan is absolutely unhinged. This entire charade is 25th Amendment stuff. And it goes, I mean, it's just all over X right now. He says, soldiers, when they're in American cities, he said, I saw protesters, he says, yelling at soldiers. He says, you want to knock the hell out of the person, but you can't. He said, He says, if it's okay with you, generals and admirals, I've taken that off. I say, they spit, we hit. Is that okay? We think so. Oh, yeah. So you yell at the soldiers in your city and they shoot you? Is that what Trump is telling us?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
What the hell is going on? It looks like America is turning into a neo-fascist state. I'll be back with your calls and your thoughts on this right after this. With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle. And we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal, they would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth. And that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet, because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, and not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com/.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, should the government bail out our farmers because of the tariff policies instituted by our government? We talked to Darren Von Rudin in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Legislators in both parties in Wisconsin are attempting to change how elections are done in the state. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Both Republicans and Democrats have their own proposals, but they introduced them together at a press conference, a rarity here in Wisconsin. Republican Representative Scott Krug from Nakusa presented the Republican plans. His bills include standardizing drop box rules, creating standard early voting hours, and new rules for election observers. One of the most notable among his plans, a bill to allow poll workers to begin processing absentee ballots on the Monday before Election Day. Most states allow that, but Wisconsin does not. A similar bill last year was blocked by Republicans in the state Senate.
This package that I'm looking to introduce this week does take into account a lot of the things that President Trump has said about elections. We need safety, we need security, we need to know who voters are, but we also want to make sure that, you know, we understand that we set the line in Wisconsin, that we have our own election system.
Meanwhile, Democrats' proposals largely focus on increasing voter education and accessibility. Under their plan, high schoolers would get voter registration forms and be allowed to pre-register before they turn 18. Their bills would increase accessibility training for poll workers and mandate that elected officials work a shift as a poll worker so they understand the system. Representative Lee Snodgrass from Appleton.
I have seen time and time again my colleagues making false claims about election security or administration. And as I tell people, there's no better way of learning than doing.
Their plans would also increase protection for clerks, their staff, and poll workers. Krug has signed on as an author of three of the Democrats' bills. Lawmakers made it clear they don't agree on all of these proposals, but they want to work it out in committee like they're supposed to. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinair on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 80s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 56 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another partly cloudy warm day with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local Civic Media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is chain, C-H-A-I-N, chain. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, retired Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Chris Foran discusses great stories he's covered and talks movies. And Sean Hanisch discusses the theatrical release of No Packers, No Life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hey!
you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's stack, a list of every topic I've discussed, along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
You wave the flag, you love the dream, but freedom crashed along the scene. It's not just talk when power speaks. Democracy dies in whispered leaks. Words matter when the state takes aim. Words matter, they can burn your name from
minutes past the hour. So what say you about all this stuff going on? Did you catch parts of Hegseth and Trump's speech this morning to the generals? It was absolutely wild. Trump going off on these political rants. No president has ever done that before. Presidents don't do politics with the military. The whole, I mean, this was established by the founders of this country. George Washington, our military general, that you have an apolitical, a non-political military. And you don't talk politics to the military, and you don't ask them. And basically, Trump's speech and Hegseth's speech, but mostly Hegseth's speech this morning, was about how we're only going to do merit, which is code for all these black people and these women in this audience, all of you generals out there who are black or female, you got here from DEI, and I'm going to take you out. And you could just, I mean, there's a picture going around the internet of a black subordinate, I don't know, chief of staff or whatever, sitting next to his general, and he's turning and looking at him like, what the hell? It's incredible what these guys are doing to our military, to our country. It's the warrior ethos. That's pathetic. You want a military that reflects America. In fact, Hegseth even attacked diversity. In his speech, he specifically was talking about, I got to find it here. And Trump goes off on the auto pen, right? Which was just nuts, too. But he says, no more politically correct and overbearing rules of engagement. He says, this is the liberation of America's warriors in name and in authority. You kill people and break things for a living. Here, this is Hegseth. An entire generation of generals and admirals were told they must parrot the insane fallacy that our diversity is our strength. We have a new compass heading. It is clear. Out with the Chiarellis, the Mackenzies, and the Millies. In other words, out with the generals who thought that diversity is a good thing. This is code for we're going to have a white male-only military, just like back in the 1920s. This is just so wrong. Stephanie in Chicago, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm just giving you an update on what's happening with ICE. They're not just downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're in Little Village, which is pretty much Hispanic. They're in South Shore area. They're also in Gage Park, heavily.
Mm-hmm.
My brother said they knocked on his neighbor's next door and said, I need everybody in this house to show me their papers.
Whoa. Papers, please. Whoa.
So he said the lady just closed the door, and they said that if you don't let us in, we'll bust our way in.
And what happened next?
Well, he said that they believe they ran out the back door and that ICE didn't see them.
Hmm.
So, but he's not sure. But these are, there is no ICE facility for them to be guarding. He claimed they're guarding the ICE facility and everything. And I was listening to what he said about, you know, if we spit, if they spit, we shoot.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to force someone. If they grab someone's 87-year-old grandmother mm-hmm. and throw her on the ground, nobody's going to stand around and just let that happen. They're going to go to where they have to go to get this going so he can declare martial law and whatever he needs to declare.
Yeah, yeah, they're declaring war on women and blacks and Hispanics in this country, period.
And they deliberately showed up when the Bears were playing. Now, if you're in Chicago, you know that it's more police down when the Bears are playing than it is on the force.
Yeah.
So, them showing up there for what? There was plenty of policemen down there. There was no bodies, no nothing. People were walking, going into restaurants. They were walking in and out of restaurants, just circling and looking at people.
Hmm. Well, the Supreme Court has said that they can racially profile now.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to do this without literally getting rid of Trump and vets. And the farmers, all they make a key, basically. The farmers here are just like, they're living. They don't know what to do. They got zero orders of soy. Zero. Not half, not two.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know what we're going to do. I mean, there's only one thing to do is to impeach him, and I don't know.
Yep. Or the 25th Amendment.
Know.
Yeah. Yep. Although Vance isn't much better. In fact, I think arguably I was interviewed this morning by a radio show in London. And they were like, isn't Vance part of this dark enlightenment, you know, the Curtis Yarvin thing that says that democracy is old and outmoded and we need to do away with democracy and replace it with an autocracy, a dictatorship run by the tech lords, by the geniuses of the big tech industry? And I'm like, yeah, I think that's pretty much where J.D. Vance is at. And the guy is like, so if you guys impeach Trump or the 25th Amendment, which won't happen, of course, because it has to originate from the vice president and the cabinet. In the cabinet, he's got 13 billionaires in the cabinet. They're all toadies. But if that happens, you're going to end up with something even worse. And I guess the only upside of Vance is that he's not charismatic. He won't be able to spin things the way Trump can. But he'll still have the entire right-wing machine behind him, you know, the Murdoch empire and, you know, Fox and the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal and all this stuff and all the other, you know, 1,500 right-wing stations, three right-wing television networks, you know, hundreds of right-wing publications, newspapers all across America, et cetera. So, yeah, it's a tough one, Stephanie.
Well, one other thing. They've been flying drones.
Mm-hmm.
They have helicopters been flying around here at 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock at night.
Wow, looking for brown people.
And they've been advertising on our local radio stations for people to sign up to be part of ICE.
Wow, wow. Stephanie, thank you. Thanks for the report from Chicago. I truly appreciate it. Thank you. Bob in Desert Hot Springs, California. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Tom. Great to talk to you. Thank you for being who you are. I have a couple of questions for you. In my opinion, the progressive part of the Democratic Party is saving this country. You know, the Bernie Sanders, mm-hmm. Elizabeth Warren, the Roadrunners. And my question to you is, Tom, what percent do you think of the Democratic Party is still corporation? What percent do you think is progressive, and when do you see the progressive party taking control? Because the Democratic Party, the part that's corporation, is killing us.
Yeah.
What's your opinion, Tom? Thanks.
If you look at as one indicator, membership in the Congressional Progressive Caucus, which is the Democrats who say that they won't take corporate PAC money and they're in favor of Medicare for all and free college and strengthening Social Security and building the, rebuilding our public education system and stuff like that. That's about half of the members of the House of Representatives. And so in the House, it looks like it's about 50-50. I think there's somewhere in the neighborhood of, I don't know the exact number, but, like 110, 120, something like that, out of 200 and something. In the Senate, you've got there's a couple good solid progressives there. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders,
right.
You know,
right.
et cetera. So it's probably about 50-50 in the Senate, too. I think among average voters in the Democratic Party, the Democratic base, as it were, my guess is it's more like 80 or 90%. And I think that increasingly, you know, you're seeing right now Schumer and Jeffries stand up to Trump and stand up to the Democrats with this budget, you know, thing with the government shutdown. And, you know, and that's they're taking the position of the progressives. And so I think that what's happening is that as the American voters are increasingly saying we want these progressive policies, and they all these progressive policies that are advocated by the Congressional Progressive Caucus poll above 70%, most of them above 80%, and well over 90% among Democrats. But I'm talking nationally. So I think that they're waking up. It's just that you got a bunch of them, you know, the Jared Goldens and Josh Gottheimers out there that are addicted to corporate cash. Bob, I got to run. Right. Thanks for the call.
Listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with more of your calls in just a minute, 45 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
There's a software solution to every business need. And Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Joanne in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Joanne, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I called a few months back about DeSantis and his signing of the open carry bill, if you recall.
Mm-hmm, down in Florida, yeah. In your state?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, well, the Democratic Party has been having rallies in downtown Ocala periodically, and it's usually from 10 o'clock to noon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had that scheduled for October 18th, 10 o'clock to noon. Now, all of a sudden, the pro-gun group is having their rally from 11 until 3, and ours was bumped up to 9 to 11.
Hmm.
So they took some of our time, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people aren't going to be going because there's going to be people there with guns.
Yeah.
We usually take up both sides of the street for several blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And then at one point, the city put up a fence to keep us contained in one little area, but we go for a couple of blocks on both sides of the street. So, mm-hmm. But yeah,
remarkable.
I just, yeah.
Is the pro-gun group and the anti-gun group, for that matter, your group, who's organizing these? What are they affiliated with any groups?
Well, we're with the Democratic Party, the mm-hmm. local chapter.
Right.
I don't know about the. I don't know if they're Proud Boys. I think there were some at one of the rallies. They were walking through, and I think there was a minor incident. But they walked by me. I smiled. I mean,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd like to get into their heads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're walking around in open carry. Are they wearing masks?
Well, I don't know if they will be or not.
Yeah.
I mean, they weren't in the past.
Yeah.
I mean, when we rallied, they had their trucks, their
yeah.
big trucks, driving yeah. around with their flags and trying yeah. to intimidate us.
Yeah, I get it. It's like the brown shirts back in the day. Joanne, thank you. Thanks
yeah.
for the call and the report from Florida. I appreciate it. Ed in Portland. Hey, Ed, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I figured I'd give you a report from the insurrection in Portland.
Okay.
And total number of people on the sidewalk and not even in the street, not even on the sidewalk in front of the ICE building, maybe 10 people.
Holy cow, it's war. 10 people. Were they carrying flowers?
I was so scared, and the inconvenience, let me tell you, I was much more inconvenienced by having to slow down for road construction before I got there than than in the neighborhood. I drove right through.
Those terrorist construction crews.
And the other thing is no visible police. I mean, they must be hanging back.
Yeah.
One thing I'd tell you, though, that was interesting. Last night on local Portland news at 10,
mm-hmm.
I decided to tune into our local Fox affiliate and look at the TV news. And last night and the night before, they were going out of their way to downplay that there's any problem here. So maybe some cracks in the huge Fox News empire, some editorial cracks are possible. Maybe it's worth contacting the people at Fox News here in Portland and see what they say.
Well, if the Fox stations are not Fox News. They're not affiliated with Fox News. Fox News is run as a completely separate empire, and the Fox stations are, you know, basically a money-making thing for the Murdoch empire. And they skew to the right, typically, editorially, but they're not Fox News. So, you know, if the local Fox station, Fox-owned station, which typically, you know, doesn't heavily brand itself, is telling the truth, that's not shocking.
Well, maybe there's some backdoor way to have a conversation that might move something, because, like you keep saying, the only way this is going to get any better is if we get our point across to people who are leaning more right.
Yeah, I get it. Thanks, Ed. Thank you for the report. It's great to hear from you. Dave in Dunmore, Pennsylvania. Hey, Dave. How you doing in Pennsylvania?
Hey, Tom. I want to encourage a new form of protest called the Million Megaphone Madness. Okay. You buy two megaphones, you keep one in your car and one at your house, and whenever Donald Trump spews his garbage, you go out to the, you go open your window, and you put a supercut right up to the phone from your cell phone on YouTube. You go to YouTube, you get like a supercut of him doing ridiculous things and all of his cronies, and you put it up to the megaphone, and you only let it go for like 3 minutes out your window, mm-hmm. so it doesn't really disturb anybody long enough so they could call the cops on you, but it gets your message across. And I also encourage you to do it in front of their houses, too. Or maybe not their houses, but like near their homes, so that everybody can hear how they're screwing our country over.
Million megaphones. Okay, Dave, thank you. That's an interesting one. Thank you. Brian in Baltimore, Maryland. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today? Brian in Baltimore?
Hey, I'm here. How you doing, Tom?
Fine. What's up?
This military meeting today was shocking.
Yes. Especially for people who have been in the military. I'm most of the people ranting about it on social media are veterans.
Yeah, I've got my entire family served both Vietnam and World War II, and it's just heartbreaking to see what they're doing to the military. And my fear is that, you know, the military tends to be a more conservative body of people to begin with. Mm-hmm. So they're easily swayed in that general direction already.
Yeah.
And then he's using that as leverage. And then you see on this reversal side in society using religion as leverage. And both of these things are coming together to create a very catastrophic situation for America.
Yeah. Yeah. This is Mikey Weinstein, you know, for the freedom for religious, what is it? I forget the name of his foundation, but, you know, he's working against the evangelical efforts in the military. And he's been warning us about this for some time. Military
and I'm wondering
religious
today,
freedom association. Go ahead.
You know, Trump had all these military people there. Did he have them sign NDAs or something so that they're going to be
their loyalty commitments are
going to be hidden?
They recorded it. Trump made it so that he didn't need a loyalty oath from them. He just came right out and said it. He said, if you disagree with anything I say, you're fired. And that's the same thing. I mean, it's military oath, it's a loyalty oath by on command. Brian, thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school. Or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and government agencies preparing for a shutdown with just hours to go before federal funding runs out. House and Senate lawmakers could still come up with a last-minute compromise. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
The Senate is expected to vote possibly more than once on the House-passed bill that would avert a shutdown, funding agencies through November 21st. Democrats are expected to block it. If the standoff continues, the first shutdown in nearly 7 years would begin at midnight. Much of the federal bureaucracy would grind to a halt. Hundreds of thousands of civilians would be furloughed, and federal employees who must still report for work wouldn't be paid until a shutdown ends.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Secretary Pete Hegseth laying out a new direction, he says, for the military at a gathering of high-ranking leaders in Virginia. It includes new physical and grooming standards. In the central Philippines, a strong earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 6.7 rattling the region, sending people into the streets and also knocking out power. Some reports of damage. This is ABC News.